From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The leaders of France and Britain must now answer to their country's lawmakers for moving forward with airstrikes on Syria Saturday alongside U.S. warplanes. As Reuters' Jacob Greaves reports, British Prime Minister Theresa May could be met with opposition from some of her own allies in the UK.
May joined the US and France in airstrikes Saturday to punish Syria for a suspected chemical weapons attack. But she didn't seek the consent of Parliament first, a break with convention. Her opposite number, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, has questioned the legality of her action and wants legislation to limit the government's power to launch future military strikes independently. Even some of her own lawmakers might back him, fearful of escalation in Syria. Downing Street has said it has no plans for further strikes, but in the same breath warned all options would be considered if chemical weapons were again used. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron will also have to justify his actions to French lawmakers.
And the White House says President Trump remains determined to pull out of Syria, which is a message that comes after French President Emmanuel Macron said he convinced Trump to keep U.S. forces there. Syrian refugees have been facing all sorts of hardships while living in Jordan since the outbreak of civil war there. More than 1.3 million Syrians have fled to Jordan to seek asylum.
The huge refugee crisis they used to end with the return home of these people are now becoming more and more protracted. This is the same as it happens today for Syria. We are now entering the eighth year. This means that war is certainly there to stay for the time being, and a solution is not to be found by humanitarian organization alone. So we need a political solution to end the war.
Francesco Beard with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. This is VOA News. Russia has begun implementing a ban on popular instant messaging services. It's called Telegram, in accordance with a court ruling after the app refused to provide encrypted messages to Russia's Federal Security Service. Russia's state telecommunications regulator said that it had sent a notice to the telecommunications operators in the country instructing them to block the service. Now that former Federal Bureau of Investigations Director James Comey has discussed his new book in an exclusive interview with ABC News, some are now questioning whether the Russians have leverage over U.S. President Donald Trump.
Might the Russians have compromising information on President Trump?
I think it's possible. I don't know. These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
That's what James Comey says in an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. The former FBI director, who was fired by the president, also says there's some evidence of obstruction of justice in Trump's actions, and that in his words, the president is morally unfit for office. Comey's comments were broadcast following another attack Sunday by Trump on Twitter and ahead of the release of his new book, A Higher Loyalty, out tomorrow. Matt Small, Washington.
Japanese Foreign Affairs Minister Taro Kono says Tokyo and Beijing need to work more closely together to denuclearize North Korea. And this followed a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. Kono spoke with reporters.
We agree that Japan, the U.S., South Korea, and China should continue to impose economic sanctions on North Korea in accordance with the U.N. Security Council resolutions.
Wang's arrival in Tokyo comes ahead of a summit between the two Koreas this month and a meeting between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Taliban has ruled out political reconciliation with the Afghan government and urged war-weary voters to boycott upcoming elections in the country, alleging the fake exercise is being staged at the behest of U.S.-led foreign occupation forces. The statement comes in response to President Ashraf Ghani's call on Saturday, in which he invited the Taliban again to avail themselves of his offer of peace talks and join the October 20th elections. Barbara Bush, the wife of one of U.S. presidents, Bush, and the mother of a second Bush, is in failing health and has decided to seek comfort care rather than further medical treatment. The office of her husband, former President George H.W. Bush, said Sunday the 92-year-old former First Lady made the decision following a recent series of hospitalizations and after consulting with her family and doctors. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.